A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet. It's just gone 5 o'clock. I'm with you until 6 o'clock, playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest and biggest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. I've got lots of great music, some breaking news. It's going to be a great show.
This is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal.
Hi, this is Monsel Müller from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. One of the most underrated songs from the Eurovision Song Contest representing Finland in 1983. That's Ami Absolund with Fantasia, meaning fantasy. Coming 11th in Munich, Germany with 41 points. Joint 11th place with the Italian entry that year from Rolacato Fogli with Per Lucia. That's a good song too. Well, a very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am Kieran Aritasiet, your host for the showcase of the Eurovision Song Contest every week. Follow us on Twitter, if you like. On Twitter, yes, at ESC Showcase. You can like our Facebook page, which is also called the Eurovision Showcase too. And it would be lovely to know that you are there. We've got some breaking news regarding the UK national final. The number of countries taking part in this next year's Eurovision Song Contest, as well as news about the tickets. All very exciting indeed. Now, yesterday was the OGAE UK annual general meeting. And we'll talk a little bit about the results about that next week. as there's going to be a ballot to find out who has been allocated ballot for tickets, basically. And if you want to find out more about that, if you are part of the OGA UK group, the official Eurovision fan club in the United Kingdom for the Eurovision Song Contest, then do check out their website, ogae.uk, or find their Eurovision page on Facebook, of course. Right, our next song takes us to Luxembourg in 1973, and their winner was Anne-Marie David. And the song, synonymous, is Tu reconnais toi. And we're going to hear from her now. So Anne-Marie David, a Luxembourg 1973.
Première aventure de la vie, dans celui qui doute, dans celui qui croit.
Ja znam da pobjedim, ovo zalede, neću dati da me strah sa sobom povede. Ko će mjesto mene stražu čuvati, da se nikada zlom ne ponovi. Ja znam da pobjedim. Slabog svijeta je noćas u Bosni. Ostajem da bolu prkosim. I nije me strah stati pred zid. Ja znam da zapjevam. Ja znam da pobjedim.
That's Fazla with Slabog svijeta, which means all the pain in the world, representing Bosnia and Herzegovina in the 1993 Eurovision Song Contest in their debut at the Eurovision itself in 1993. Well, they only became an independent state the year before, and it was right in the middle of the war with Yugoslavia breaking up. And it's pretty well known with Eurovision fans that Fazla had to make a run from the terminal to the plane to get out of Bosnia-Herzegovina to come to Ireland to perform at the contest under gunfire, which was fighting with obviously the war continuing on. It was such a real sad time, which gripped obviously the entire country. Bosnia did end up having its own national final that year, with 11 entries taking part. And once Fazla went to Mill Street to compete in the contest, they got 16th place with 27 points, which was nothing to be really worried about too much. I mean, the fact that they got 12 points from Turkey was really quite a nice, sweet moment there. There was warm applause rang throughout the whole arena during the voting when Bosnia's votes were announced in the midst of, obviously, the war there. And a very respectable place for Bosnia-Herzegovina in that contest. And a really good song, powerful song, too, as well. Basically stating the obvious of what was going on in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Now, let's move swiftly on to a slightly warmer tone as we head over to Greece and their entry in 1994, which we've never played on the show. And it's from the group who were named as Kostas Bigelagis and the Sea Lovers. And the song is called Turendi, which Turendi, well, a Turendi is a type of boat in Greece, apparently. And you could probably tell why it sounds quite warm beaches, sea, nautical stuff, that type of thing. You'll get the picture when you listen to the song. So it's now time for Greece in 1994, which came 14th with 44 points.
Thank you. στο χρώμα κόκκινα τα χείλη σου φωτιά. Όμορφη που ήταν η αγάπη, κατά εμείς και πάνω ο ήλιος να γελά. Κρύφτηκε πίσω από τη δυο ψηλή κορφή. Στις αγκαλιάς σου το απάνεμο λιμάνι έριξα άγκυρα σπουρό της η αυγή.
Μες το τρεκατήρι θάλασσα εγώ και εσύ.
Hello, this is Blanche from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song City Lights. Enjoy!
All alone in the danger zone. Are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of doubt. Are we going to lose it all? I could never leave you in the city light. I could never be storm in your eyes, the storm in your bright eyes. All alone in the danger zone. Are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of doubt. Are we going to lose it all? Love came in between space in the city light. All we are is you. The stars in your eyes, the stars in your dark eyes. All alone in the danger zone. Are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of dawn. Going to lose it all. Let's put some light into our lives. But keep the storm that's in your eyes. Let's put some light into
Blanche and City Lights for Belgium 2017. A fantastic tune which gave me goosebumps, and the thought of going to Brussels for Eurovision excited me very much. And it got a lot of people excited too, I must admit. So, yeah, that's all good. Right, we've got Rob's random request soon, but I want to give you first some interesting news. Oh, yes. Now, the first wave of tickets for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest will go on sale on Thursday, the 30th of November at 11 o'clock Central European time, which means 10 a.m. UK time. At the official ticketing website for Eurovision 2018, which is blueticket.pt. Blue Ticket, there you go. So we wish them luck. There's a lot of criticism for a lot of the Eurovision fans who can't get tickets. The case in point, particularly, is in 2016. It turned like a mess. I remember in 2014, it was really easy to get Eurovision tickets in Denmark that year. A Ticketmaster was doing the Danish one, and it just seemed to work out really well. So those purchasing tickets for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest have the opportunity to see the highest number of participants in 7 years, because the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia will participate in Lisbon, bringing the total number of participants up into 43. Yes, tickets for the remaining shows, including semi-finals, will be on sale in a further waves in January 2018, after the semi-final allocation draw. The ticketing page on Eurovision.tv will be updated with further information about the future ticket releases. Right. So, it's quite exciting. Now, what I say here now is that tickets will be priced to various levels between €35 and €299. They're not cheap, guys, but remember, there's only one Eurovision a year. It is strongly recommended that tickets are purchased through the official ticketing partner. Now, I don't want to give them an opportunity for advertisement, but don't go buying tickets from viagogo.com, because you're going to end up spending thousands of pounds, and it's not worth it, really, guys. I mean, this year, I couldn't afford to go to Ukraine because I was getting married, case in point, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, just watching it in my home, having a small Eurovision party with my very good friends around me. That's all I wanted, and that's all you need too. But if you can get tickets, make your way over to Lisbon and enjoy the time. If not, if you don't get tickets and you've already booked your flights and your accommodation, as some mad Eurovision fans, like myself, have done already, don't worry, because no doubt in Lisbon there will be a huge Eurovision village and an outdoor area where Eurovision will be put on a big screen. So don't you worry about that. Just some advice from yours truly. So don't panic about that. Right, it's now time for this.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Rob's random request. Yes, it's time for Rob's random request, and this is a part of the show where we play a random song from the Eurovision Song Contest, completely at random. Now, Rob has two hats. He has a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. He's put his hand in one of each. We take them out, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly this week on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, Rob has picked the year 2009, and he has picked out the country of Belarus. Oh, I'm glad with this. Now, Belarus announced their participation for the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest on the 29th of September 2008 by releasing the rules of their national final, which was called Eurofest 2009. Shocking. Now, the song did not progress from the first semi-final of the competition of Eurovision 2009, which was then in Moscow in Russia. Now, the winning entry for Belarus was Peter Elamenov with Eyes That Never Lie. Now, I do enjoy that song so much, and we're going to hear it very shortly. Now, in the national final, It received a landslide number of votes, receiving, in Belarusian numbers, this is really cool, 11,475. Over 4,000 more than the runner-up, who was called Ganesh. Okay. Right, well, the new version, which there was, of Eyes That Never Lie, because it needed a bit of a revamp, was made after winning the Belarusian National Final, and it was produced by Tero Kinnunen and Vinox Studios in Helsinki. So it had a bit of a Finnish scrub. Both known for their occasional symphonic metal band Nightwish. Now, Belarus competed in the first semi-final, where they failed to qualify, finishing in 13th place out of 18 participants, scoring 25 points. Now, the highest number of points that they got was 6 from Macedonia. They got 4 points from Armenia, Finland and Israel, respectively. Now, in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2009, Belarus gave 8 points to the Russian entry, which was the song Mamo. They gave 10 points to Azerbaijan, with Ashel and Ash with Always On My Mind. And they gave 12 points to half Belarusian Alexander Rybak with I'm In Love With A Fairy Tale, of course. Right, so now let's hear the Belarusian entry to the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest, this week's Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's from Peter Elmenov with Eyes That Never Lie. Eurovision at its greatest, Peter Ermenov, and my favourite Belarusian entry ever at the Eurovision Song Contest, Eyes That Never Lie, Belarus 2009. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 19th of November 2017. The UK national final for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest, Eurovision You Decide, will be held on Wednesday the 7th of February at the world-famous Brighton Dome. The show will be hosted by once again Mel Goiblich and will be joined by Swedish Eurovision winner Måns Zelmerlöw. The Eurovision You Decide 2018 will be broadcasted on BBC Two, as I say, on Wednesday the 7th of February. And it is the site of ABBA's 1974 Eurovision Song Contest win with the song Waterloo. Very exciting times. Now, I'm afraid that this show is at the moment currently sold out. The show will be 90 minutes and features performances from six brand new songs. Artists will compete the honour to represent the UK at Eurovision next year in Lisbon, Portugal. Exciting times. RTV SLO, the Slovenian national broadcaster, has said it has received 108 entries for their national final, EMA 2018. Emily DeForest, who represented Denmark at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest and won, has released a brand new single with her brand new look. It's called Sanctuary. Philip Kilkerov, who represented Russia at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest and has been behind many other Eurovision acts from different countries in recent years, has received the prestigious Order of Honor medal from Vladimir Putin himself only a few days ago. And finally, 16 countries will be participating at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2017. And that will be taking place next Sunday, on Sunday the 26th of November. And there's been a little bit of unfortunate news, that the fact that Ireland wanted to announce its, and will announce its act, probably, well, it was going to be on Saturday before, so next Saturday, this coming Saturday, shall I say, on the 25th. Of November. Problem was, though, it's been pre-recorded, and the Irish broadcaster TG4, which is the Irish language Gaelic channel in the Republic of Ireland, wanted to show it later on, you know, this coming Saturday, but it's got leaked. And from what I believe from various Eurovision news websites, that it was leaked on Spotify. Mm-hmm. So, in just a few moments, we're going to be recapping. I'll tell you what song is from what country in just a short while. But that was your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Ari Tuttius, and you're listening to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul.
Hello, Forest FM. I am Destiny from Malta. My song is called Not My Soul. Thank you.
No!
Okay, it's now time for us here on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase to take a look at all of the entries participating in the Eurovision Song Contest Junior Edition 2017 in Tbilisi, Georgia. First, it's Portugal. Albania. Malta. Cyprus. The Netherlands. Poland. Italy. Ukraine. FYR Macedonia. Ireland. Armenia. Belarus. Australia. Serbia. Georgia. Russia. And that's all of your entries for this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Well, I don't know about this year's contest. I think it's a little bit weaker than what we've had previously, I must admit. But who am I to say anything? It's just my opinion. And I just wish all of the kids all the very best. And I hope we get a good result in the end. I'm sure we will. Right, now let's move on with the show. We've got Live and Kicking coming up very, very soon after this.
Oh,
Sada Alto with No Fear. Yes, that came second in the Finnish national final, UMK, in 2016. Well, I had a fantastic response to Sada Alto's song that we played last week, Je suis malade, which is means I am sick in French. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Apologies to any Le Français people listening in. But I must admit, I thought that song was epic. It was from Sada Alto's album called You Had My Heart and had a fantastic response. I listened to John up in Scotland, who heard the song and thought it was absolutely epic. And it was, I mean, it is, isn't it, mate? Thank you very much for your tweet earlier this week. And it's got so many retweets, this one, and likes. It's very sweet. But thank you, John. Thank you for listening in. And if you want to request a dedication, John, or anybody, get in contact with us. Follow us on Twitter and tweet us a request at ESC Showcase. And also, you can send us a message and comment on our pages as well at the Eurovision Showcase on Facebook. Right, it's now time to listen to this. Yes, it's time for the Eurovision Live and Kicking part. Yes, we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And this week, we are going to the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest this week. Now, I absolutely adore this song, and I think the live performance was a bit of a beef up to it. The studio version is good, but I think live, epic. Love it. And this gentleman has got an incredible voice. It's special, really special. His name is Tom Cruise, and he represented Portugal at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. So his song was called Brahil il Chocolate, which means vanilla and chocolate. So let's hear Portugal's entry to the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland.
Que povo é este teu e meu? Onde passou deitou raiz? Mudou o mar, mudou o céu. Onde não era amanheceu, fez do mundo seu país. E o teu avô andou por lá, a minha avó pôs cá o pé. Nosso amor é teu mar, tens perfume de luar, tenho gosto de café. Amada de branca pele, és nata do meu chamado. Tem mais paladar que o mel, és a palha com chocolate. Gaivota branca foi achar naquelas terras mais a sul. Gente doce e musical, que em seu canto tropical pôs o sonho mar azul. Quem temperou o nosso amor? Vem com a guitarra e violão. No vai vem da caravela, com pimenta e com canela, com gindungo e açafrão. Amada de branca pele, és nata no meu chamado. Tem mais paladar que o mel, casar baunilha com chocolate. Que povo é este que partiu? E foi dobrar o bujador. Este povo que sentiu o feitiço, o desafio de inventar um novo amor.
Inventar um novo amor.
Das mãos unidas nasce a flor. Beijo sabe a paz quando a alma se
dentro amor, dai meu corpo qualquer cor, preto ou branco tanto faz. Tô branco, tanto faz.
Linge, liebe, liebe, wie wird's aldrig vor wie Ende? Linge, liebe, truen, wo et lieb.
Dolly Lelux with Ling De Linge Leave It, Norway 1984 here on the Eurovision Showcase. 17th place with 29 points. A bit of a slap in the face, bless them. Oh, a shame. They gave the UK 8 points that year, which was Bell and Devotions with Love Games. The highest points that Dolly Lelux ended up getting was 8 points from Sweden. Aha, surprise, surprise. Well, there you go. Now, our next song is coming from the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, and I'm going to let the lovely gentleman introduce the song himself.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star, and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Made of Stars. Enjoy.
A language I don't understand. You speak, I listen. I'm your friend. Take my hand, a million faces tied in chains. You ride a black horse in the rain. Don't escape, no more, no more, no more, no more. 'Cause we are all made of stars, silver fragments fall. made of stars. You heal me, you fill me, ignite a flame within me. Take my hand, let's float across the sky like there's no floor and there's no ceiling. And dance with me like we are made of stars.
Fading light, I fly, rise like a phoenix, out of the ashes seeking rest.
Conchita Wurst, Rise Like a Phoenix, Austria's Eurovision winner from 2014. I still got to pinch myself to realise that I was there witnessing that winning the Eurovision Song Contest. It was simply an epic moment there in the arena in Copenhagen. Well, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Kieran Aritatit for the Eurovision Showcase. You can find out more details about the show, listen to our old episodes as well by going to our social media pages at ESC Showcase on Twitter and the Eurovision Showcase on Facebook. The links to our podcasts are all there. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!